Hey guys, this is Crystal and you're tuned in to Notarize, where I give my official stamp on everything Black culture. From debates to top 10s to much more. Tune in every week for your dose of Black culture. Hey guys, so this week I want to do a special Throwback Thursday episode. And this episode, I'm going to talk about songs that were slept on in the 90s. Now these songs could have been singles or they could have been on albums. And if they're on albums, it's a good chance that a lot of people didn't hear them. So it's my job to inform you on some good music. So I have, 10 songs that I came up with a list. And I'm going to introduce you to some new songs you may or may not have known. And you can agree with me. If you feel like these songs were not slept on in the 90s, let's debate. Follow me at Aquarius Chica 92. That's AquariusChica 92 for our debate. The first song I'm going to talk about is Someone to Love by John B. and Babyface. Now, these two artists have way more popular songs than this song. And a lot of people may or may not know this song. This song actually had a video. And it actually was nominated for a Grammy Award. It was on the Bad Boys soundtrack, and it was on John B's first album, Bonafide. So I think this song is a beautiful song. It's about basically a man who, you know, got out of a bad relationship, and he fell in love with someone new, and he didn't know that he can love again, basically, until he met this woman. And this is basically what the song is about. It's a duet, like I said, with John B and Babyface. I'm 100% sure Babyface wrote and produced this song. John B was one of Babyface's proteges in the 90s. So I'm pretty sure he definitely did that, especially because it was nominated for a Grammy. So it's a very beautiful song. If you know it, I hope you love it. John B, if you are unfamiliar, which I hope you're not, his song, They Don't Know, is his most popular song to date. He also has a song with Tupac, Are You Still Down, and then he has other songs like Pretty Girl, What You Say Boo, which a lot of people don't know about that song either, just to name a few. But without further ado, I am going to go ahead and get into this song, Someone to Love. If you don't know this song, listen to the lyrics. It's a great wedding song, I think. Just listen to it and let me know what you think. All right, so the next song on Slept Songs in the 90s is Best Man I Can Be by Case RL from Next, Genuine, and Tyrese. You guys, this song was off of the Best Man soundtrack, came out in 99. For those who do not know Best Man, that is one of the most iconic, beautiful movies in the 90s. One of the best Black movies of all time. One of the best soundtracks of all time. I mean, come on. I just keep going on and on and on. It starred Morris Chestnut, Taye Diggs, Nia Long, Sinan Lathan, Terrence Howard, Regina Hall, Monica Calhoun, just to name a few. Well, basically, that was the cast. I think I left off a couple people. But to sum it up, the movie was basically about a man, and he was getting married. He was kind of wealthy. I think he was a football player. And he was getting married to this girl. His best friend basically slept with her. Sorry, that was a spoiler if you did not see Best Man, which if you haven't, please go watch it because it's beautiful. But in the movie, it talks about friendships, relationships. It's just a great Black movie. One day I'm going to do one of my top greatest Black movies of all time, like my top 10 list of that. So you should definitely check into that. But back to the song. This song, like I said, had Genuine, Case, RL from Next, the group Next, and Tyrese. This song is such a moving and important song for the Black community. Unfortunately, it is slept on. It's basically about guys or men, Black men particularly, staying strong and having that friendship. And it goes so well with the movie because the movie touched base on African-American males and their friendships. And how you can be betrayed and stuff, but you still just got to make it through. It's a beautiful song. And if you don't know the song, you should definitely check it out. And I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to play it next. Here is Best Man I Can Be by R.L. Case next. Not next, sorry. R.L. Case, Tyrese, and Genuine. Okay, so since we're still on the subject of soundtracks, my next song comes from the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack, which is my favorite soundtrack of the 90s. So many great songs came from that soundtrack, but we're not here to talk about that. Once again, I will probably do a top 10 countdown of best albums or soundtracks of the 90s as well, and that will definitely be on there. But this song is by a very popular group from the 90s, TLC, and it's called This Is How It Works. This song is so dope. Like, the beat, the lyrics, everything. It's just great. The highlight in the song for me is Left Eye's verse, which is at the end. And then the ad-libs, like, just towards the end. I just love this song so much. Once again, not a lot of people know this song. It wasn't a single for the group. It was on the Waiting to Exhale album. And so, you know, TLC, they have plenty of hits, Waterfalls, Creep, Scrubs, just to say, name a few, in the 90s. I think Scrubs came out in the, it's either 99 or 00. So, either way, I still consider it a 90s song right now. But yes, This Is How It Works, great song. It is a bit of a risque song, a little on the nasty side, but you know, TLC, they did what they had to do. This song is the bomb. Check it out. Okay, so this next song is by Mary J. Blige. It's called Share My World off her Share My World album. And I'm really confused why it wasn't a single, because it was such a great song and it's named after the album Share My World. I wonder if she wanted it to be a single. Well, it came out in 97, and the song is basically a love song. You can sing it in the car on a Sunday afternoon, have the windows rolled down, just chilling. It's just a beautiful, mellow song. She's basically talking about how much she is in love with her boyfriend or her significant other, and how she just never wants him to leave, and it's just a really lovey-dovey song. So, Mary J. Blige was really big in the 90s. Her Share My World album had some really great hits on it, such as I Can Love You, Not Gonna Cry, Missing You, Everything. It's just a lot of great music on that album. So if you haven't heard the CD, you should definitely listen to it from start to finish, because it is a great one. So without further ado, here is Mary J. Blige, Share My World. This next song is by Genuine, and it's called All Night, All Day, and it was on his 100% Genuine album. This song is so fun. It's a really fun song. Before I get into the song, 100% Genuine came out in 99, and it had songs such as So Anxious, None of Your Friends' Business, Number One Fan with Aaliyah, Final Warning, Same Old G, and of course, All Night, All Day, our undiscovered song of the day. And I really like this song. I like the end. Timbaland produced it, as he did a lot of Genuine songs back in the day. And at the end of the song, if you listen to the whole thing, it's like an interview of Genuine and Timbaland. And they're basically talking about, you know, why people hating on them and stuff. And I think it was geared at JD or either Puff. I don't know who. They were talking about a producer and whoever make girl groups. So it could have been Puff because he had Total, and it could have been JD because he had Escape. But I don't know. I don't want to start any rumors, but whatever. But the song is really cool. The beat is good, of course, because it's Timbaland. And the song is very catchy. Of course, it's another risque song. A little nasty. But if you like songs like that, you know, you will enjoy the song. I know I do. So without further ado, here is All Night, All Day by Genuine. You guys, I am really enjoying doing this podcast. Like, a lot of these songs I listen to so much, and I'm like, I wonder if anybody else likes these songs. Like, I wonder if anyone else knows about some of these songs. Like, especially the songs that are on albums that I don't really hear a lot of people talk about. Like, I just wonder. But anyway, my next song is by one of the hottest groups in the 90s. Actually, my favorite group of the 90s, SWV. And the song I chose is That's What I Need. It was off of their 1992 album, It's About Time. Now, It's About Time had songs such as, excuse me, Anything, I'm So Into You, Right Here, Weak, You're Always On My Mind. I keep going on and on and on, but those songs right there were all hits. However, this one, I don't think it was a single, so it didn't really get any airplay on the radio, so it wasn't really that popular, but it's such a cool song. I love this song so much. The beat is phenomenal. Their voices is great. It's just a beautiful song. SWV was a huge, huge group in the 90s. And I mean, if you don't know who they are, you just need to Google them, because I can go on and on about them. They actually came back out last couple of years. They had a TV show. They had another song out, Cosign. It was really good. I actually saw them in concert last year, and they did such a great job. Like, I would love to see them again. So That's What I Need is a song. It's about someone, well, a girl, or I guess the women in the group. It's about them wanting someone who they can just, you know, be with all the time. You know, lyrics goes, I need someone who I can share all my dreams with. That's what I need. Someone special who will love me just for me. They just want that. Every girl wants that one guy. Like, they want to be loved. Like, and this is what that song kind of represents. So without further ado, here is That's What I Need. I can't sing, but yeah. This next song is by New Edition. It's called I'm Still In Love With You. And this is actually one of the only singles by New Edition that actually had all six members on the song. Ralph and Ricky sung lead for the song. It came out in 96. And like I said, it had all six members. So all the guys, including Johnny Gill and Bobby Brown, was in it. And if you've seen the New Edition movie, the biopic, then you know what I'm talking about, because they got together to try to do another tour and stuff, and it took forever for it to come out. But when it did, this was one of the songs that was on the album. I love this song. I think it's a really good song. It's about a man trying to tell his woman, like, hey, I'm still in love with you. I always will be in love with you. Don't listen to your friends. You know, they just jealous. I mean, that's basically the lyrics to the song. And it kind of reminds me of John B's They Don't Know, because it was kind of that whole, like, friends being jealous, they in our relationship, just kind of keep them out. And, you know, people go through that kind of stuff. And it's good to have songs about that. And I love it that men could sing about it. And especially back in the day, they were just, their feelings, they wore it on their sleeve. You know what I mean? Like, now today, most R&B songs is not as transparent as it was back in the day. And these are one of those transparent songs that, you know, the men pleaded to their women, you know, hey, I still love you. I'm not trying to be cool for my friends or for your friends. So I think it's a beautiful song. And like I said, it's one of the few songs with all six of them on it, and they have a video for it. So if you have not heard the song, you haven't seen the video, I would really suggest looking it up, listening to it, and I'll do you a favor, because I'm actually getting ready to play it right now. This is I'm Still In Love With You by New Edition, all six members. Okay, so we have three more songs left on the countdown, but I wanted to go ahead and give you a quick honorable mention. This wonderful, wonderful singer, actress, dancer, everything and more, may God rest her soul, she is my honorable mention for my countdown today, for her, Aaliyah, if you didn't guess who it was, Aaliyah's Journey to the Past, which was off of the Anastasia soundtrack. She actually performed it at the Oscars. I couldn't add it to my list, which, and it was on my list, but I couldn't add it because none of her music, unfortunately, is on Apple Music, Spotify, any streaming services. If you still want to listen to her music and keep her spirit alive, you have to go to YouTube or you have to have her albums. That's basically it. The only albums, and I'm getting off topic, but the only album available is Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, and it's because it was produced by R. Kelly, and those rights, he gave it to Spotify and Apple Music and stuff, so we can listen to that album. But her uncle has rights to her other music, therefore we cannot listen to it on Apple because he won't release it. But like I said, that was a little brief history. If you didn't know why Aaliyah's music is not anywhere, that's why. But Journey to the Past was a beautiful song. Like, the video is amazing. She sounded so great on that song. She performed it at the Oscars. I mean, it's beautiful, and I love it so much. So if you don't know the song, please look it up. It's called Journey to the Past, and it's by Baby Girl, aka Aaliyah, or Aaliyah, aka Baby Girl. Whatever. May she rest in peace. My next song is by the one and only Donnell Jones. You guys, this album, Where I Wanna Be album, another classic. Like, start to finish, this album is amazing. You should definitely listen to it. And it has songs such as, you know, What's Up with Left Eye, Where I Wanna Be, his most popular song to date, Have You Seen Her, I Wanna Love You. It's so many good songs, but the song from this album that I'm choosing is This Love. This Love is a really hype, kind of upbeat song, compared to Where I Wanna Be, which was more of a, you know, slower kind of song. This song is more upbeat as far as the beat goes. His flow in the song, as far as how he's singing it, is different. I just love it so much. The song is basically about, I'm laughing because it's a funny song, but it's about a man, you know, he meets a girl at the bar and he's like, you know, you know you look real good or whatever, and he's like, he ain't trying to fall in love with her, he basically just want a one night stand. That's basically it. But the song, you know, when you listen to it, you don't really listen to the words, you just listen to the beat and stuff, but, you know, I still like it regardless. So here it is, This Love by Donnell Jones. You guys, I'm so sad. It's starting to come to an end. I only have 2 songs left on my countdown. And this countdown is not in any particular order. I have it written down and I just picked and choose which one I wanted to do next. But I am saving the last one for last because it's, I try to do like 5 males, 5 females. And then the last one is like a duet with the male and female song. So if you think you know what it is, you should guess and see and, you know, play a game or whatever. But, so this song, back on topic, is by, and I know you guys probably get tired of me saying my favorite, but then you don't understand the 90s music, 90s culture, 90s black culture was everything and more. I can't help it that I have favorites out of it. And this next song, singer / actress, is probably under Aaliyah and Mariah Carey, my favorite artist of the 90s. And it's Brandy. and I am showing highlights on one of her songs from her Never Say Never album. If you are unfamiliar with that album, it has songs such as Angel in Disguise, The Boy Is Mine with Monica, Have You Ever, which was probably her most popular song next to The Boy Is Mine on that CD. But the song I want to showcase actually comes after Have You Ever on the CD, and it's called Put That on Everything. A lot of people do not know about this song because, once again, it wasn't a single. It's actually like a love ballad song. It's so beautiful. Like one of the lyrics in the song, it says, "I will pull a star out of the sky for you." Like, isn't that beautiful? It's just gorgeous. So she's just, you know, a song is talking about being in love and, you know, telling that person, like, if you're looking for love, I'm here for you. Like, you don't have to look any further. Like, I will do all this stuff for you. Kind of like For You, For You I Will by Monica. It's kind of in the same boat. So, without further ado, here is Put That On Everything by Brandy. So, my last and final song on my top 10 slept on songs from the 90s. And let me be more clear, slept on R&B songs from the 90s is... I tried to do a drum roll. Usher and Monica Slow Jam. Told you it was a duet, male and female. Did you get it right? Let me know. So, Slow Jam by Usher and Monica. First and foremost, it was a remake by Midnight Star. Midnight Star did it first in 83. Usher and Monica redid it in 97 for this Soul Food soundtrack. I'm not going to say it. Okay, I'm going to say it. One of my favorite soundtracks of the 90s. Y'all, so many good movies came out in the 90s. So many good black movies. Soul Food was one of them. And that soundtrack is the bomb. Wait Until the Sales soundtrack is still better. But Soul Food is definitely number two. Okay? But, yes, Slow Jam. It was also on Usher's My Way album. I don't know if it was on Monica's album. I have to look into that. But if you also didn't know, it was also played on an episode of Sister Sister, which is one of my favorite episodes. It's when Tamara's grandfather came into town and she wanted to go to the prom. Or no, it was Jordan's birthday party and she was grounded and she couldn't go. And her grandfather, it was kind of like a Cinderella episode because her grandfather was able to help her clean up and she was able to end up going to the birthday party. And when she got there, Jordan danced with her outside to this song, and it is my favorite episode of Sister Sister because of that. Next to the episode Brian McKnight was on with Tia and they were dancing. I love dancing, I guess. But yes, so Slow Jam is a beautiful song. It's basically about a man seeing a woman on the dance floor. He's like, okay, I need to dance with her. He dances with her. They fall in love on the dance floor. It's a fairy tale kind of R&B song, but it is a beautiful song. I believe it was slept on because not too many people bring it up when they're like, oh, top R&B songs of the 90s or top duets of all times. Like, you never hear it. So I want to put light on it because I think it's a beautiful song. So without further ado, here is Slow Jam by Monica and Usher. So my countdown has come to an end. I'm so sad. I had so much fun recording this episode today. And these were the songs that were slept on in the 90s, in my opinion. I do not own any rights to any of the songs, so please don't try to come after me. Because I am just doing my own opinion, my own podcast. So don't try to come after me. I'm not trying to steal any music. Just had to put that disclaimer out there. Hopefully you love the episode. Please like, share, comment. If you want to join in one day on a debate, we can definitely do that. I also do live Facebook videos. And I plan on doing more top 10s because this one was so much fun. If I missed any songs that you felt that were slept on the 90s, let me know. I'll do a part 2. I also plan on doing one for the OOs. I plan on doing some hip-hop ones. Anything. So just let me know. So I hope you guys have a beautiful week. I will try to do an episode on Sunday. If I don't do one, please don't be upset. But yeah, this was Notarized. See you later.